Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Fox offered to pay for CM Punk's WWE return. There's a major new update on Sami Zayn's WWE contract status. When and where Bray Wyatt made debut for AEW, WWE were happy for Bryan Danielson to stay with the company and work for New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Parker Boudreaux and Bronson Rex Steiner amongst those to get very WWE new names. Hello, good morning. This is the Solo Sunday News here, myself, Andrew Pollard, on What Culture Wrestling. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you're doing really well. It's Sunday. It's a fun day. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, and all that good stuff. But yeah, I guess we just get straight into it. CM Punk. I can hear the chants already. Just saying his name drums up the CM Punk chants in my head. But CM Punk, of course, now is hashtag All Elite. CM Punk, the talk of the wrestling business, along with Ruby Soho, along with Bryan Danielson, along with Adam Cole, baby. And CM Punk, while he is, of course, now fully in the fold in AEW and clearly on a mission to face off against pretty much all of Team Taz, which I am so down for. Give me Punk and Ricky Starks any day of the week. Give me Punk and Hook. Give me Powerhouse Hobbs. I feel like I'm going into CM Punk's promo basically from the other night. But anyway, now before Punk officially signed with AEW and it became a reality that maybe he might return to wrestling in a full sense, Fox were reportedly pushing WWE hard to try and do all they can to sign CM Punk because, of course, Fox are very clever people. They see CM Punk available, maybe eyeing a wrestling return, and they think, man, that guy would be really good to have on a program, especially if we have a program, say, on a Friday night called SmackDown, which SmackDown, of course, is the home of Fox United States. Now, Fox and CM Punk have worked before with Punk's run on WWE backstage. That's easy for me to say this early on a Sunday. Fox and Punk reportedly got on great. So great that the Wrestling Observer newsletter has reported that Fox went all out with WWE, just prodding them, basically, it sounds like, just going, get Punk. Get Punk, get Punk, get Punk. Of course WWE didn't bother because that might cause ruffle some feathers. That's, again, easy for me to say on a Sunday. The Observer reports that basically Fox seems to have gone to WWE and said, right, go for CM Punk. And WWE have then come back and said, oh, it might be a bit costly. So Fox have then come back and said that, it's all right, we'll help pay part of the contract. So Fox were that eager to try and get CM Punk back in the fold somehow. They were willing to pay part of his deal. And then WWE, I don't know, it sounds like they moved the goalpost a little and said that, actually, no, there's other issues that maybe we're not too keen to bring him back because of this, because of that. One of the issues that is reported in the Wrestling Observer newsletter is supposed attitude issues. I mean, because he might, I don't know, it is. Punk's one of those where if he's not happy, he'll say. And maybe WWE, we've seen over the years, they don't really take kindly to that kind of stuff. So yeah, Fox went all out with WWE to try and facilitate the WWE return of CM Punk. WWE weren't biting. And of course, the other side of this is that if WWE did present an offer to Punk, who knows if he would have accepted it anyway. It would have taken, you'd imagine, something very hefty, something with some creative license. And it's just, it seems like it was never going to happen. And the fact that in any subsequent interviews that Punk's done since joining AEW, and even prior to AEW, he's just referred to WWE as either them or the place I used to work. Not even mentioned them by name. But away from WWE, well, yeah, I say away from WWE, away from AEW for now, and away from CM Punk, and to WWE and to Sami Zayn. Because we heard in the last couple of weeks how Kevin Owens' current WWE deal is due to expire in January. That's the belief that KO is going to be, his deal's up in January, and there is, at the moment at least, it looks like he is heading for the WWE exit door. Maybe we get that Mount Rushmore reunion in AEW. And now it's a weird one with Sami Zayn, because we've heard in the last few weeks that, yeah, Zayn's tied down. Sami's tied down. It's fine. But now the Wrestling Observer newsletter again has stated that no, Sami, while he is tied down for now, that now is very short, because the belief is that Sami Zayn's current WWE deal is due to expire before the end of the year. So you could get, I don't know, I'm just pulling a date out of my backside. You could get in, say, December, you could have Sami Zayn a free agent. Then in January, you have Kevin Owens a free agent. And it's, again, a situation like Adam Cole, baby, where if these deals expire naturally, then there is no non-compete clause. So say Sami Zayn, his deal expires on, again, I'm just pulling dates out. Say it expires on December the 6th, whatever the next Dynamite is after that, he could just rock up and go, hey, or I don't know, it might coincide with, who knows, maybe El Generico, that Mexican orphanage that he opened, maybe they don't need him running day-to-day things. So it might just be that we get El Generico back somehow. Nothing to do with Sami Zayn leaving WWE, of course. There's no correlation between those two events if that were to happen. But yeah, it's a strange one with Sami, because again, like Kevin Owens, these are two dudes who are so talented. They were so talented before they were in WWE. They're so talented in WWE. If they did leave WWE, they will be so talented wherever they go, and whoever gets them will be extremely lucky to have Kevin Steen. And who knows what Sami Zayn will go by now, because like I said, there might be that totally unrelated El Generico return from nowhere that nobody saw coming. Just putting it out there. There is no specific date, the Observer notes, on Sami's deal expiring, but it is believed that it will be up before the end of 2021, which is... That's just madness to me. But you're looking at this wrestling landscape now where, like I said, you could have, by January of next year, you could have Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen, and Sami Zayn both available to go wherever. It's a mad time, man. It's such a mad, mad, mad time. Speaking of free agents, it's speaking of a mad, mad time, Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, Husky Harris, if you want, whatever you want to call him these days. There's, again, from the Wrestling Observer newsletter, The Observer, with these big stories over the weekend, that there's a reported date and location where Bray Wyatt could make his AEW debut. That date, 29th of September. That's an AEW Dynamite. The location of that AEW Dynamite is Rochester, New York, the Blue Cross Arena, I believe it is, to be specific. Of course, Rochester, New York is the hometown of the late, great, sadly deceased, sadly departed, Brody Lee. Mr. Brody Lee, get some respect on that name. And the belief from The Observer is that the current plan could well see Bray Wyatt debut in Mr. Brody's hometown on the 29th of September on Dynamite. I mean, that would... It's one of those where that's gonna hit hard, and that's gonna get a lot of people right in the feels if that does happen, because obviously the connection between Brody Lee and Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, there's that there. Of course, hearing such stories as this, people are then gonna start putting the cogs together on, does that mean that Bray Wyatt's gonna, or Wyndham Rotunda, whatever name he chooses to go by, is he gonna come in and stabilize the Dark Order? A Dark Order that is in a shambles right now, in fighting amongst the Dark Order. I especially like, even though he's not been on TV the last couple of weeks, I especially like Alex Reynolds taking to Twitter a couple of days ago, just for the only reason of calling Eva Luno a prick. Like, I'm always here for that sort of mild Twitter beef. That's the report from The Observer, is that the tentative plan right now is for Bray Wyatt to turn up on the 29th of September on Dynamite in Rochester, New York, the hometown of Mr. Brody Lee. There have been talks with Impact Wrestling as well, and the belief here is that if Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda, does not turn up either on that date or shortly after, then he may even appear at Impact's Bound for Glory, which is October the 23rd. Now, the interesting bit of this, interesting caveat, is that, of course, there is WWE. They have their 90-day non-compete clauses. Bray Wyatt was fired on the end of July. I think it might have been July the 30th, could have been July the 31st. Either way, if there was a 90-day non-compete clause in place, then that would mean, I think it was the 29th of October, he'd be free. And obviously, 29th of September is a month prior to that. And so it's like, I don't know, does Bray Wyatt, did he have one of those lesser, clerical error sort of things with his non-compete clause, like Malakai Black, where he only had a 30-day clause when everybody thought he had a 90-day, or has maybe Bray Wyatt, has there been negotiations with WWE to just reduce that non-compete clause? Because we know that was a story during the rounds when all these releases were happening, that certain talents were able to go to WWE and say, look, is there any way of like haggling this where rather than 90 days, I can, I don't know, there's a show I want to work on this date, so can I reduce it to like 44 days, and then so I can go and work for whoever, company X. Maybe there's that, because obviously what people sometimes don't realize is that when these wrestlers get released, and they've got their 90-day competes, WWE are paying them for that time. So if they can come to an arrangement where the wrestler can be freed up earlier, WWE doesn't have to pay him anymore. So Bray Wyatt would be on a hefty wage or a salary. So yeah, maybe he is negotiated somehow to be out of that 90-day compete clause earlier. And it's not a 90-day clause. Maybe it's a 30-day clause. Maybe it's whatever. But yeah, the belief right now is that Bray Wyatt's on the way, baby. I feel like I'm doing lots of Adam Cole babies today. But yeah, Bray Wyatt is seemingly on the way to becoming hashtag All Elite. And that, I mean, that's a guy who's got so much still to offer the wrestling business. So we'll see how that goes. And somebody who has clearly so much to offer the wrestling business is Bryan Danielson. And on an update on, obviously, he now is hashtag All Elite himself. But yeah, and an update on how things went with WWE, the Observer is reporting that WWE were okay with him working for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Now, that's at one point in time, that was reported as being one of the major sticking points in negotiations for Bryan to re-sign with WWE, that he wanted to work elsewhere. He didn't just want to be, basically, he wanted the forbidden door. He wanted that open, like how things are with most other companies right now, with AEW working with the NWA, with AAA, with wherever, with New Japan Pro Wrestling, of course. And yeah, it seems like Bryan, of course, wanted to, he's talked before about wanting to work in Japan. He's talked about, well, specifically about New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's talked about wanting to work in Mexico. He's talked about wanting to do a hair versus hair match. And people thought that WWE, they ain't going for that. But yeah, Vince McMahon was okay with Daniel Bryan working for New Japan Pro Wrestling as part of his latest contract talks before, obviously, he departed the company. So much so, they even proposed the idea of Bryan working the G1 Climax this year, which, man, that would be fun. Who knows? Maybe we still get that. That's the mind blown. That's like the crazy thing about how things are right now. Bryan Danielson right now, he could work the G1. But he could have worked the G1 while under WWE contract. That's the big story here. Now, if you're not familiar with the G1, the G1 Climax is a tournament that New Japan held. They hold every year, a four-week tournament that basically it's two groups of wrestlers who all have their little beefs together. Whoever is the top of those group of wrestlers, they go into a final, and the winner becomes the G1 champion, the G1 Climax champion winner. And Kota Ibushi has the last two under his belt. He's the last person to win it. He's on the last two. Kota is in this year's G1 Climax, which starts next weekend, actually, the 18th of September, which is my mom's birthday. Happy birthday for them. But yeah, Kota's in it. Tanahashi's in it. Okada's in it. Zack Sabre Jr., Toriyanu, Evil, Jeff Cobb. It's just like, it's that Naito, Ishii. It's, so you think of like Bryan Danielson with all those guys together. It's like the matches you could have in that 4 week period. It's insane. And maybe it does happen, but yeah, instead, of course, Bryan Danielson did choose to sign with AEW. The money on the table was said to be the same as WWE. It was a lighter schedule. And Bryan himself has talked about how it was just too good an opportunity to turn down when you look at the talent on this roster, the fresh matches, because WWE has a great roster. How they're used, that's a different story. But you look at the roster WWE has, and there's lots of great talent there. There's lots of great guys for Danielson to work with. But he's been there and done that. That's the thing where it's like, okay, I could work Edge. Great, he's done that. I could work Roman. Great, he's done that. Cesaro, great, done that. Seth, great, done that. He's done everything. Brock Lesnar, done that. So if you're Bryan Danielson, and this is a guy we all know loves wrestling, he wants to wrestle, and you're looking at AEW, it's like, wow, there's all these guys are fresh. But it's not just AEW. Then you look at New Japan, you look at Ring of Honor, you look at AAA, you look at the NWA. What I would give to see Bryan Danielson in the NWA, I would be extremely happy. One thing I'm not extremely happy about, if I'm being perfectly honest, is this next story, just to wrap things up a little bit. And there's been some name changes. WWE loves their name changes. Specifically, there's been some name changes for NXT talent. Now, two I'm going to pick out in particular are the former Parker Boudreaux and the former Bronson Steiner, the son of Rick Steiner, one of my favorite tag teams ever, the Steiner brothers, total badasses, man. Very snug, just legit. Just they looked a million bucks. They looked like they could tie you up in knots and beat the crap out of you because they could, and they would, as seen in certain matches. But yeah, Bronson Steiner is now going by the name of Rex Steiner. Rex. So I don't know, it just, to me, it's like, it's no offense to anybody called Rex out there, but if you're gonna choose a name for a talent to make him sound like a big deal, Rex. And then obviously it plays on the Rex Steiner, Bronson Rex Steiner, Rick. It just feels like a very WWE name, but even more of a WWE name, Parker Boudreau, this guy who has got all of the buzz, who's made this buzz for himself on social media, who Paul Heyman has been touting as the next big thing, who has been dubbed as the next Brock Lesnar, which nobody is going to be the next Brock Lesnar. Let's make that very, very clear. Brock Lesnar, as much as you love him or you hate him, he is, you throw out all the phrases you want, a generational talent, a once-in-a-lifetime talent. Brock Lesnar is a freak of nature. There is no other Brock Lesnar. But Parker Boudreau, he's got that same sort of look to him. He's got the same sort of hair. He's got the same, slightly same build. So people instantly see him and go, oh my God, he's going to be the next Brock. But yeah, Parker Boudreau is now Gunnar Harland. I'm just saying these names to let them sink in a little bit. Gunnar Harland. So Rex Steiner, that doesn't look anywhere near as bad compared to Gunnar Harland. For those of a certain vintage, there used to be a Norwegian right back called Gunnar Haller, who used to play for Leeds and Bradford and Oldham. And that's the first thing that comes to mind with me. That's a very niche audience. I know that I'm working with there. But yeah, just some of the new names are being given to NXT talent. And an interesting note on Rex Steiner, I guess, as we have to start calling him now, Bronson Steiner, is that he's been featuring some of the promotional work for NXT 2.0. Not to be confused with 2.0, the tag team, of course. Shout out to those guys. Get a taste. Rex Steiner has been showcased lots in the vignettes for NXT 2.0, so the chances are he's going to be on our screens very soon. He's put pictures online of him looking like a beast, because the dude is a beast. He had like the classic 80s, 90s, 70s wrestling like vest, the black vest. But underneath that vest, he has this, what looks like a singlet that is very much in tune with what his father and his uncle used to wear back in the day, Rick and Scott Steiner, with the bright colors on it. And I am so looking forward to seeing this dude on my TV. I mean, we'll see what he's got to offer, but just, I know, having another Steiner in the business, that puts a smile on my face, even if I have to start calling him Rex Steiner, which just... wrapping things up, a quick question from Mark Sullard on Twitter. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday, Mark. Thoughts on Dominic Mysterio eventually wearing a mask when he turns heel? I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. If he'd come in with a mask, it just feels kind of backwards to not have a mask and then put a mask on. Maybe he wears one to the ring, a little bit like what we've seen Andrade do at times, where he maybe wears his La Sombra mask to the ring and then he takes it off and he wrestles without it. Maybe we get something like that. I don't know with Dominic. I think for his age, for his experience he's had, I think he is great. And clearly the heel turn seems on the way, brother. So we're going to get used to that. As for him wearing a mask, we'll see. To me, I think that we're a little too far into it now. I think that once you've shown somebody without a mask, it's hard to kind of go back on that. But we'll see. We'll see, man. And thanks for the question. And thank you for watching. This has been the Solo Sunday News. I feel like I need more caffeine, but I may have had too much caffeine already. You judge for yourself. Be sure to like, subscribe, throw in some comments. Have a great Sunday, whatever you're doing, whether you're just whether you're relaxing, chilling out, doing nothing, or you're working, unfortunately, like some of us, then just have a great day. Have a great evening. Have a great rest of your weekend. That's easy for me to say. I will see you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.